The recent mass shootings in Texas, Ohio, and California have once again raised concerns about gun laws around the country. Case in point, the Gilroy shooting, which left 3 people dead and a dozen more injured at a festival last month. According to police, the shooter used a semi-automatic rifle known as a WASR-10, purchased legally at a gun shop in Fallon, before it was taken across state lines to California, where that firearm is banned. That's raised questions about whether Nevada's comparatively weaker gun laws have circumvented California efforts to crack down on gun violence. To talk about those laws, KUNR's Bree Zender spoke with senior reporter Paul Boger.
Paul, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk about the specifics of what happened here. What do we know?
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the motivations of the shooter. Police are still investigating that angle, but during a press conference this week, the FBI announced that they are investigating the shooting as an act of domestic terrorism. What we do know is that the shooter was 19. He was a native of Gilroy, California, but sometime during the spring of this year, the shooter moved into a small apartment in Mineral County along Walker Lake, and it's during that time here in Nevada that he bought the gun used in last week's shooting.
And that's where this criticism of Nevada's gun laws comes into play, right?
Exactly. So it was reported that the gun used in the shooting in California was ordered online from a place called Big Mike's Gun and Ammo out of Fallon. Now that gun, which you mentioned before, was a WASR-10, is a semi-automatic weapon that's banned in California, but not here. As a matter of fact, in Nevada, not only is the gun legal, but a Nevada can walk into a gun store and leave with that style weapon same day, providing that they pass a state-mandated background check. That's a process that can take as little as 5 to 10 minutes.
So one thing I'm curious about is just how easy is it for a California resident to buy a gun in Nevada and then take it across state lines?
Well, not that easy, actually. As a matter of fact, a combination of federal and state laws prohibits Californians from buying a gun in Nevada and leaving the state with that gun, at least legally. I actually spoke to Jay Hawkins. He's a manager at Reno Guns and Range, and he says Californians can't legally leave the state with a gun they purchased here.
A person who resides from the state of California cannot, upon purchasing a firearm, take possession of the firearm in the state of Nevada. That firearm must be transferred to a federally licensed dealer in the state of California, to where they would actually go through all the process that California requires for them to take possession.
In other words, if a California resident buys a gun from a licensed dealer in Nevada, before they can have it, it has to be sent to a licensed dealer in California, where they then have to wait another 10 days before they can pick it up. And that's if they can buy it at all. If the gun happens to be illegal, the receiving dealer is required to refuse the gun and will send it back. And to top it all off, if a gun dealer is found to have sold a gun illegally, they could lose their license and face criminal charges. Hawkins says those hoops that Californians have to go through to purchase a gun in Nevada often makes the whole process undesirable.
We get people that come in to inquire, but when they find out the process and that the fact they cannot take possession, then they usually go back.
On the flip side of that, it doesn't seem to have stopped guns linked to Nevada from being used in crimes in other states. Here's Allison Anderman. She's the managing attorney for the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
Nevada supplied crime guns to other states at the third highest rate among the states. So Nevada exported crime guns at more than 3 times the national rate.
But didn't Nevada already pass stricter gun control legislation during the legislative session earlier this year?
Lawmakers did pass several gun-related bills earlier this year, yeah. First and foremost, the legislature approved a workable version of the expanded gun background check approved by voters in 2016. That law requires a background check for all private sales and transfers in the state beginning in January 2020. Lawmakers also passed what's called red flag legislation. Essentially, the law, which also goes into effect next January, would give the courts and law enforcement more leeway to temporarily seize guns from people who may be reported as a danger to themselves or others. But honestly, I'm not quite sure how much these laws would have affected this particular situation.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bree.